Okay, we're starting on page 364. Simon Shin Lamed Zayin Se'ef Beis. Page 364, Simon Shin Lamed Zayin Se'ef Beis. Says the Shulchan Aruch, the last few words of the page here. Asur lechabed habayis. One is not allowed to sweep the floor of the house. Elam kein akarka mu'utzaf. Unless the floor is tiled. It doesn't mean tiled. It could have stones, whatever it might be, or other things. But it's not an earthen floor. It's got tiles on top. V'yesh matir afilo eni mu'utzaf. And those who even permit it, even when it does not have tiles, it's just a regular earthen floor, there are some who even permit sweeping that. And then we've got the Ramaz, the other extreme. V'yesh machmirim afilo b'mu'utzaf. And there are those who are machmir, even if it is tiled, that you shouldn't sweep it. Kind of puts us in the deep water, really. V'chein noyagim v'ein l'shanois. That's the minig. You shouldn't veer from that minig. Miu, however, alidei en Yehudi mutter, you could have a goy sweep your floor. V'chein alidei beged or matlis, or if you want to use some type of a cloth, a fabric or like a garment or a cloth, or a kanaf avaz akalim, or goose feathers, like which are light and they're not rough. 366 v'einai mashve gumois, and they don't flatten out potholes. They're very gentle. So v'asal lechabed habagadim alidei mach bedoyis asuyim me kesomim shaloi yishtabu kes mehem. You shouldn't use a brush that is made from thorns. They put thorns and make a brush out of it, because the problem is that you're going to be breaking the thorns off of the brush, which would be breaking the brush, and you can't break brushes on Shabbos. Okay, all the way back to page 264. Sif Cotton, the last three words of the page. Lechabed habayis. You're not allowed to sweep the floor of the house. The maze is off of Mekoyme, because you are moving dirt from its place. Gam Mashre Agumois Pekibudoi on page Kuf Pegimel, and you are also flattening out the hole, the potholes, with your sweeping. Because you're pushing the dirt around, it goes into these little potholes, and by doing so, you're doing an act of construction. Even though you're not intending to do that, you just want to clean up the mess, whatever. I feel the psik ratio is still forbidden, because it's psik ratio, as we discussed yesterday, that an unintended result of what you're doing is permitted, unless it will certainly happen. Here it's certainly going to happen that it will fill in the potholes, and therefore it's asa. And some people explain that we're concerned that because you are kind of involved in sweeping up and trying to make the floor look good, that's what you're sweeping for, to like clear up the dirt and whatever, clear up the mess, then you're going to forget and end up just kind of forget the Shabbos and end up just filling in the potholes intentionally. So it's not that it's indulging a miscarbon secretion, unintended, but it's certainly going to happen. Some explain that actually you might at some point during your sweeping suddenly kind of forget it's Shabbos and for a few seconds sweep the dirt into the holes, which would be an act, mashva gumois, which is construction, but miscarbon, which is intentionally. So the Shulchan Aruch first said, in Sif Cotton Zayin, right, the Shulchan Aruch said, Elam Kein Mu'utzaf, right, unless it's only permitted to sweep when the floor is tiled. And how you tiled is like a bit of a general word here, because he says ben ba'avon and ben b'krashim, whether it's got a stone floor, you put stones down, or whether it's got planks of wood, whatever, a wooden floor, the same thing applies. There's no issa of filling in the potholes. Again, it's a solid floor. There's no concern there. So the Shulchan Aruch allows, first of all, the first opinion he brings is it's permitted, not permitted to sweep unless your floor has some type of tiling on, some type of stones or wood. And then he brings the second opinion, Yesh Matirim, even if it's Einamut, so even if it's not been tiled, it's just a regular earthen floor, this opinion allows you to sweep. Because this opinion holds that even if you've got an earthen floor, it's not a certainty that you're going to be filling in the potholes. Meaning, because if you're not intending to do it, it's not a psik ratio, it won't certainly happen, and therefore it's an asa. But there's no difference, no worse than the case of we said sprinkling water on the ground to stop the dust rising, that you're not intending to fill it, and it won't certainly happen that you're going to be improving the floor. And same thing over here, according to this opinion. The gam lemeziz off of him, claiming gam kain lechayish. We're also not worried about moving dirt around. Why? Because your other mechabed esabayif ain't mechabed ela offer tichuach. But with the lekar mishum choyfe guma. When you move earth around, so apparently the concern was that you're going to create potholes by moving the earth around, which is active choyrish, or really spinning inside a house. But the only thing that really moves when you use a, brush is offer tichuach, is kind of crumbly earth, very fine crumbly earth. That's what's going to move. But the actual real earth that's going to, that will make a pothole, that's not going to get moved by your sweeping, and therefore there's no concern. That's all the second opinion. So obviously we started with a kind of in-between opinion, that if it's not tiled, it's asa, and if it's tiled, it's mutter. Then he brought yesh matun, even when it is not tiled, you're allowed to sweep it. And then we move on to the Ramah, who says yesh machmim, even if it is tiled, you're not allowed to sweep it. Don't panic. So the Mishnah Berurah says in the Sifkot and Tes, Afilim Amud says, even if it's tiled, it's asa, according to these machmirim. So when we say it's tile, we mean, again, same story, ben ba'avonim, ben ba'krashim, whether it's got a when you put the stone floor, or whether it's got, it's a wooden floor, the sefer lehud, the be'ein, merutzav, havi psikresha, because this opinion holds that when it's not tiled, it's a regular floor, then it's psikresha, a certainty that you're going to fill in the potholes when you sweep. And there's a gezeira, don't even sweep a tiled floor, lest you sweep a untiled floor. But I'm bi'alocha for more detail. So at this point, this again, the Ramah says that it's asa, and you should follow this opinion. You should know him, and the shnois don't veer from that opinion. That is the final opinion according to the Ramah, that you're not allowed to sweep even a tiled floor. Now, does that work nowadays? Does that apply nowadays? So there's a footnote which I won't go through the whole thing, but there's a he's in footnote 19, like halfway through, he speaks about what happens nowadays. He speaks about the idea of whether the idea of being muksa, whether a broom is muksa. If you're not able to sweep floors, then the broom will be muksa. But we'll leave that now. But I'll just go to the, at least in this print, if the left column of the footnote, the top of the page, ubezmanenu. Yep. So ubezmanenu sherov batei ha'ir muutzafim. Nowadays, where most of the floors of the city are tiled, right? Most houses have tiled floors. Right, we don't have earthen floors, certainly not nowadays. Da'af going with Kohetz, and he's talking about the idea of whether the broom is muksa. Shematateh ain't a muksa. Shari mavoah be'alocha. Because why is it a broom not muksa? Because now he's quoting this be'alocha. There's a long be'alocha over here. If you look in the page we're doing, there's a long be'alocha of Yesh Machmirin, where he says over there, Shabaifin there ain't isa letateh sabayis. Because when most of the houses of the town are tiled, then we don't make a gazera on the tiled ones because the non-tiled ones. I mean, the whole gazera is when a minority of floors are tiled. So we say, don't even sweep the tiled floors unless you come to sweep the non-tiled floors. But if most of the town, and nowadays we're talking about basically into every single home has tiled floors, then there is no such gazera. You cannot sweep a non-tiled floor, but you can sweep a tiled floor. So that's really, again, through learning about the muksa of the broom. He's saying the broom is not muksa because there's no problem to sweep a tiled floor nowadays in places where, which is almost everywhere, I mean, in first world countries. It was muksa when because you couldn't use it for a tiled floor. But since nowadays you're allowed to sweep a tiled floor because most houses have tiles and there's no gazebo, therefore a broom is also not muksa. Yeah. Okay. So again, we're kind of like a backwards way to come to what the Bialocha said, which is that when most of the floors of the town are tiled, then there's no gezeira on those floors because of the non-tiled floors. Because you have a non-tiled floor, well, it's questionable. What happens to something like a patio, which is outside your house, and it's right next to the earth of the garden, right? It's out, you know. We call it a patio in America, right? The patio is not just like a balcony, which is totally tiled like part of your house, but it's actually coming into the garden. So over there, there's more to worry about, because if you sweep the tiled part, you might end up sweeping the non-tiled part, perhaps. And we'll talk about that. But again, in a simple case of just inside the house, then it's pretty clear it comes out that it's mutter to sweep a tiled floor. So if cotton yud, al yidei eini yehudi mutter. So we said, although a Jew can't sweep the floor, but you can have a goy do it. It's quoting from Rabbi Yerucham. Hainu, afilu b'sheinu mutzav. That means not only a tiled floor, where we said there was a gezeira, but even a non-tiled floor can be swept by a goy on Shabbos. You can have him do it. Daha hu einu miskavein rak l'chabed abayis, because his intent is to sweep the floor. He's just trying to clean the house. He's not trying to do any type of construction on your floor by filling in potholes or whatever. But after Hoop Sikresha, Le'inu Agumois, and even though we said we are concerned, again, there was a different opinion, but we were concerned that it might certainly happen when you sweep a non-tiled floor, it will automatically fill in potholes, even if that's not your intention. And Sikresha is definitely even a derisa by Jews. Mutal Le'inu Yehudi, it's still okay to have a goy do it. That's not his intention. The Ba'amir Le'inu Yehudi, Le'kaptin and Kolehai, because when it comes to Sikresha, when you're telling a goy to do something, the Sikresha aspect doesn't bother us that much. But Kolehai is a bit of a vague loshim. But basically, as long as it's a Dalai Shinim Miskaven that you're not intending to do it, and if you tell a goy to do it and he's not intending to do it, then even if it's a certain result, we're generally makel in Sikresha of a goy. Like we said all the way back in Reishon and Gimel, that was a case of putting a pot on top of the oven and he turns on the winter oven because it's cold and ends up heating up the pot. However, we learned that at the time, Ayin Shem Mishnah Berurah, about the concept of a thick ratio of a goy. And basically, we're kind of make all about Psik Reshu Vagoy. So that's what we're saying over here. He's not intending to fill the potholes. He's just intending to sweep the floor. And if you fill up the potholes, it's a Psik Reshu. If any miscarriage, Psik Reshu, he's not intending to do it. It certainly will happen. And we're make all by Psik Reshu Vagoy. That's what he's trying to say. Sif Cotton Yud Aleph Hakalim. So we said, when it comes to using a garment or a cloth or a goose feathers, which are kind of gentle and they don't fill in potholes, and it's mutter. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Yudalef, "Wait for Leima, the came to him, Kalim, since they are kind of light, ain't a noitel b'hem, raka avak shenamala, but they're osi lashrigu, with all it kind of takes up is like the surface dust, but doesn't actually flatten any potholes." Kain Kosov Badalke Moshe, and that's how Dalke Moshe explains. But it turns out that if that's the whole idea, it's because it doesn't usually take off anything but the surface dust. But if you do really intend to really get into clean up for the real dirt and do a real thorough job using these material or whatever, then it would be Asa. Yeah, to use the feathers, whatever, to act to really sweep properly, like thoroughly, roughly, in a way where you're going to really move dirt around, then it would be awesome to use these things. On to page 366, Yud Beis. So it's called Yud Beis. So we said when you use these gentle kind of things, it doesn't flatten out, it doesn't fill in the potholes. Since it doesn't fill any potholes, and even if it's a non-tiled floor, it'll be mutter because you're not doing malacha. Even if on the floor, and this is very common halacha, that you've got stuff on the floor, dirt on the floor, like, you know, shells or something, not in your home, people don't drop shells on the floor, like, but there might be like nutshells or something on the floor, and those are muksa, so how are you supposed to clean them off the floor? You're still allowed to sweep the floor. Because we view it like a bedpan that we saw a heter in Hilchos Muksa, that you're allowed to handle, take out a disgusting thing from your living quarters on Shabbos. These peels or shells or whatever are considered to be disgusting in his eyes, and therefore you're allowed to sweep them out of the way. Kasa b'sefer kalkalas Shabbos, du'adin b'mashakoyrin barsht harakim, dinoy gamkein k'knaf avaz. Barsht is not borscht, it's a brush. Right, a soft brush has the same din as the goose feathers we spoke about, meaning that if to sweep the floor with that type of material, that type of brush is okay, because you're not automatically be doing anything. However, the halacha, despite what the Kakal Shabbos says, the halacha comes out that you should only be makel to use such a brush in a tiled floor. Again, we're talking about tiled floors where most of the floors are not tiled, and therefore the gazebo on tiled floors, nowadays there isn't, but the tiled floors, you can be makel to use this type of brush for a tiled floor, but not for an untiled floor. And then the Ramah said, it's asa to brush clothing with brushes that are made out of thorns. Right? They take thorns, they put it all together into a brush with a handle, and then you brush your clothing. Don't use such a brush on your clothing on Shabbos. Why not? So the Ramah said, because it's going to break off the thorns. Right, lechabed the begadim yud gimel and the mishnah berurah haynu afilu but even to misad a kibud about sman ein b'hem. So even in terms of the actual sweeping aspect, there's nothing wrong with it. Could go and be beged yashan if you're not. If we have to worry again, we learn in Shin Beis what the type of clothing you wear, how you can clean clothing. So even if we're not worried about the cleaning of the clothing, for example, we're talking about an old garment, you're not particular about it to keep it clean, etc. We spoke about the time. Kvarle el siman Shin Beis if alaf agah Even then, you shouldn't use this thorn brush. If it's not about clothing, because it doesn't matter, the cleaning of the clothing is not an issue. So what must it be about? It must be about the problem of breaking the thorns in your brushing, and that would therefore be a problem even if you're sweeping a table. You're not sweeping clothing; you're sweeping a table. The same thing would apply. Even though sweeping a table is no problem in terms of cleaning the table, but it is a problem if you're going to use a brush that will fall apart and pieces will break off when you use it. That's the next fifth cotton, you're dalad. Shalay yishtabu kase mehem, that you shouldn't break the thorns of this brush. If you're going to be breaking the brush when you use the breaking off pieces of the brush when you use the brush, you're not allowed to do it. And for this reason, you're also not allowed to sweep the floor. I feel even worse for the mandashar, even on a tiled floor, for those that permit it, you cannot use the following brooms or brushes to sweep your floor. That when people make like a broomstick. They put together different branches and twigs or whatever, and they put it together and tie it all together around the stick. You know, the witch's thing, right? That's a dried out sticks, which are not flexible. And if you start sweeping your floor with that, certainly pieces break off when you sweep with a broomstick. And therefore, you can't use it because you know how to break the kli. The town calls there to have a kamoi seisa kli. It's like breaking kli. You break off the thorns that we said before, or here you're breaking off the twigs or whatever, the branches on the broomstick. Breaking pieces of the broom is breaking a kli on Shabbos, which is asa. V'ash mekalkel pater, even though since you're doing it in a destructive manner, it can't be a deraisa because it's mekalkel, kol mekalkel and batur, and every act, destructive acts are usually a rabbanon, not deraisa. Nevertheless, mikom mokim osa lechatchile, certainly not, isa lechatchile means you're not, isn't isa rabbanon, to break a broomstick or pieces of a broomstick or pieces of a thorn brush, that would be asa on Shabbos, therefore you can't use these types of brooms or brushes. Adkan.